first and foremost.
Safety alert. A 16-year-old boy is convicted of murder, will spend the rest of his life in prison. Joshua Coleman shot and killed De'Asia Green in an alley last year. 13 Action News reporter Alexis Means was in court when the judge sentenced the teen.
This family is absolutely devastated. They came to court for the sentencing, and they still don't have a motive to why their daughter was shot and killed.
16-year-old Joshua Coleman pleaded guilty to murder and was sentenced to life in prison. The teen shot De'Asia Green in the back of the head in an alley. Coleman was stone-faced as Green's mother asked him why he killed her daughter.
Why would Joshua do this to her? She didn't deserve it. She was a social butterfly. She didn't deserve it.
Last year, Toledo police found the 15-year-old girl dead in an alley in the 1300 block of Page. Police said Green was a habitual runaway. The teen's parents reported her missing, but there was something different about this time. The prosecutors said an eyewitness came forward to help TPD solve this case.
I can't tell you enough how important it is for if you see what's happened to someone to come forward. And we had an individual that did that. And that takes incredible bravery.
Judge Michael Goulding asked Coleman if he wanted to make a statement.
You'd like to tell the court why you did it.
Coleman is one of many young people who have been certified to stand trial as an adult for killing someone.
Well, they finally started to show these youth that you can be charged as an adult and you can do grown people time. So at any point in time, you got to think twice about what you're going to do. I'm just glad my daughter got her justice.
Joshua Coleman's family declined to comment. Reporting from downtown, Alexis Means.
So let's stop there for a second, all right? I wanted to play the video uninterrupted so I can give my thoughts. My first thought is this. Last Wednesday, I did a live stream, okay? And it was on the Anton Daniels channel, and we did it late night, and I did it, you know, like I usually do it. And what I like to do is I like to read the initial comments as soon as I drop the video or as soon as I drop a clip. I go back and I check it out the next day, the next morning, and then I'll go through and I'll skim the comments, and I'll look for a theme. And I dropped a video, for example, this morning, a clip from last week. I dropped it at like 10 a.m. this morning, and it was a theme, right? And it was also a theme from the video that I dropped yesterday. In the clip, my daughter walks in the room. You don't get to see her on camera, but she's in the background and she's moving, and I'm talking to her while I'm on the live stream, and I'm going over relationships and how it is that you deal with your people and why it's important for you to have a two-parent household and everything like that. And I was talking to my daughter similarly to how I talked to my daughter offline, and I was questioning her. I was like, yeah, who like you? What boys is around you? You know these boys ain't looking to get nothing out of you except for some box, right? And when I went back and I looked at the comments, there was also a theme from the people that are cupcakes, in my opinion. And they said, oh, my God, I can't believe that you talk to your people. You're so harsh. I don't disagree with your message, but you're so harsh. And I could tell that it was either feminine men when you go through and you look at their screen names, or they were women. Right. And even my wife. Right. Because she's a very nurturing person. And she'll say, Anton, oh, my God, you can't be that difficult. And I say, well, that's why she got a mother and a father, for you to balance it out. Right. You're going to be the nurturing person. You're going to show her how to be a lady. I'm also going to be a nurturing as a father and as a provider. I'm going to be the example of what it is that she needs to look for when she's looking to marry her husband. But also on top of that, I'm here to give her a reality check of what it is that she can look forward to when she's not obedient and she decides that she wants to go out and do what she wants to do, right? And be very, very clear. My daughter is very, very, very good girl. A very good girl. Very much a reflection of her mother as far as her sentiment, her character, and all of that, right? But here's the thing. If I don't give her the reality, because my daughter is not my friend, we have a phenomenal relationship. I mean, we have a phenomenal relationship. I love my daughter with all my heart, but I help her to understand when I get on her, when I even go in her room and I'm even questioning whether or not her room is as clean as I would like for it to be because I'm training her up. I am not your friend. And the reason that I'm not your friend is because I'm going to give you what you need in order to be successful and to prevent yourself from being a runaway. Because guess what's much harder than what it is that I give you? Guess what's much more difficult than me being hard on you? The streets. Because the streets is unforgiving. And when you see this young man right here standing in front of a judge and he ain't giving no mamas or nobody, because the guy that was interviewed at the end when he was saying, hey, man, I'm just glad my daughter got justice. You notice how he didn't have really no tears coming down his eyes? Because he was a stepfather. The question that you got to ask yourself is, where's the real father? Where's the real father? Where's the stability? That was a step. This man right here that they interviewed. Listen, respect for him. Respect to him. That man right here is a victim's stepfather. Victim's stepfather. I am not your friend. I am your father. I am not here to enable bad behavior and to make you feel better about yourself. I'm here to give you the tools that you need to be successful in life. And then the journey is yours to figure out what happiness means to you, because that's subjective based off of your life experiences and circumstances. I'm here to set the foundation. I'm here to set the standard, and I'm here to make sure that you protect it. I don't care anything about being your friend. I am your father first. Because all of this running away and this talking back and this city girl behavior, that don't fly in my household. That don't fly in my household. Let's continue. I want to bring y'all up to speed of what's happening across the board. Remember I told y'all I had three videos? I have three. Not two, but three. Let's continue.
Closure in court today in a murder case that dragged on for years.
A 20-year-old Cabrera Arnold was killed back in November of 2019. The college softball player was pregnant at the time. Today, the woman who pulled the trigger faced her family and a judge at sentencing. And Sean Lay is joining us on this story right now. Sean, I understand emotions were running high in that courtroom.
Absolutely. Emotions running high 4 years ago when this shocking shooting happened. A friend shooting her friend, now convicted of that. Let me take you inside that courtroom. You're right, packed with emotion today.
No punishment that you receive will ever compare to the pain and torture that you have inflicted upon us. There is no real justice, only incarceration for a sick individual monster who needs to be isolated in a cell, not able to see or hear or touch or come in contact with anyone.
The father and sister of Cabrera Arnold finally getting the chance to have their say to the woman convicted in Cabrera's shocking death that took place in November of 2019. Her name is Gabriella Brantley, the defendant, Arnold's friend. Cabrera Arnold was just 20 years old at the time. She had so much life to look forward to, but was shot multiple times, her unborn baby also being hit by the gunfire. Police, prosecutors, and the jury finding that Brantley is the person who shot the budding nurse and softball star. The motive, apparently all of this over a man. Brantley also having her say at the sentencing, defiant to the end, saying she is not guilty.
Here I stand, labeled the bad guy, a monster, a cold-blooded killer. When the truth is, that's not who I am at all. The person who actually plotted, planned, and executed Cabrera's murder is still out there.
Judge Sharon Walker having the final say in this ordeal, sentencing Brantley to life in prison without parole.
All over a man who didn't love you. Darnell didn't love you or Cabrera.
Talk to him, Judge. Why is it always a Darnell? Who in the chat right now is named Darnell? Bring yourself to the front of the congregation. Who in the chat, in the chat right now, is named Darnell? Because I'm going to just tell you, it's more Darnells that's out here. Listen, if y'all pregnant, if y'all decide to have a kid, I'm going to need you to not name your kid Darnell. Darnell always getting y'all crashing out. What's up with this? Is it a spirit over the name Darnell? What does Darnell mean in Swahili? The judge said it. She said, listen, Darnell don't even love you. Darnell don't even love you. I know a Darnell. You know, he got like five baby moms. Seriously, in real life. I know Darnell. I know two Darnells in my lifetime. The first of them, the first one got five baby mamas. The other one was a younger one than me, but he was supposed to be a basketball star, and he wound up fumbling it because he wound up getting two different girls pregnant, and he decided not to take his scholarship. What's up with y'all? Darnell didn't even love you, and now you got to spend the rest of your life. Listen, listen. These are young people. Young people crashing out over love. Crashing out over love. Crashing out over love. Y'all, Carl, you ain't a moderator here? That's not good. We got to make sure that we fix that. Give me a second. Why is your car not a moderator? Let me get your car as a moderator, because I don't know what he not doing as a moderator. Your car, you not a moderator over here? When did that happen? Your name not Darnell, is it? Your car in real life, huh? Let's get him a moderator badge. Switch. Give me a second. I got you, your car. I got to get that moderator badge for you, big dog. Hold on. Always over at Darnell. Always over Darnell. There we go. All right, there we go. Let's continue. Because shout out to Darnell. Keep knocking y'all draws off.
As far as the court is concerned, the jury got it right. And you're going to get every day that you deserve.
Strong words there from the judge. Very emotional time for the family in this case. Even the prosecutor, a little surprised, like everyone in the case, reading the sentencing report, a new charge was in there from the prosecutor. It's a misdemeanor for assault from Brantley while in the Wayne County Jail. Again, life without parole is her sentence. We're live.
You know what that means, right? Life without parole. Yes, this is in Michigan. Southfield is not Wayne County. Wayne County is where Detroit is. Southfield is Oakland County, okay? This is Michigan, though. Metro Detroit area. Typical to blame Darnell rather than the woman that's sleeping with him and Darnell equally. I'm just saying that it's usually a spirit over the name of Darnell. Don't get mad at me, but you should get mad at the fact that they taking people's lives and the children that's in their belly over a man. Over, you know of Darnell that take care of his kids? How many kids he got and by how many women? Empire Foundation. Y'all know what life without parole means? That means until you die. Until you die. Look at Donnie. Donnie gonna change his name from Darnell to Donnie. We know your type. I see you. Always walking around with a durag. Because it didn't happen in Detroit, AL. You so want us to be down so bad. Life means life without parole. That mean that you never, ever going to see whatever the latest technology is ever again. Y'all crashing out and throwing your whole life away over love. I do you one better. Check this one out. Now look at this young girl right here. Look at this young lady. Look at the potential just purely based off of what she... Do you know that this girl and her co-defendants are going to prison for decades? Let me bring you up to speed.
A case that has been dragged in and out of court for 3 years now is over, at least for one of the six defendants. Natalie Carrington told today that she will be sentenced to more than a decade behind bars for her role in the death of Jasmine Williams. The group charged in the case had planned a robbery, but it ended with a murder and just a little over more than a piggy bank and a debit card to show for it. All of them pleading to lesser charges in plea deals. Lee Waldman spoke to the dead woman's sister, who says today justice was not served.
Tears in the 226th District Court from 20-year-old Natalie Carrington as Judge Velia Mesa rejects a last-ditch motion to have her sentencing delayed. Carrington was 17 in July 2020 when she and a group of six others took part in the shooting of 19-year-old Jasmine Williams.
Let me back up for a minute. Look at these people. Young people. Hey, be careful who you let your kids hang out with. I know y'all want to give them freedom. I know y'all keep saying, oh, they need to experience life. Not that type of life. Don't you know they do things that you don't know that they doing when they not with you? The same way that, listen, you think you can vet a woman so effectively. You think you can vet a man so effectively. Can you vet their kid, they friends effectively? 17, 16, 15. Look at this. Look at this. Foolishness. All of them going to jail, going to prison, not jail, prison. Prison. Who the ringleader? Y'all keep saying it's the one in the top left-hand corner. I think it's the one down there with the wife beater on. I think he the ringleader. I think he the ringleader. Actually, I think the ringleader might be the one in the middle at the top. It's the girl. Might be the ringleader. Might be the ringleader. Going to prison for decades. Decades. You not getting out of jail at least until you 30. And you did this when you were 16, 17 years old. Vet your kids' friends. Vet your kids' friends.
Group of six others took part in the shooting of 19-year-old Jasmine Williams. At the time, Williams was home with her two young children. Her tennis shoes, piggy bank, debit card, and cell phone were stolen, according to police. Carrington, who was arrested for DWI in April, was initially charged with capital murder, but accepted a plea deal in May for a lesser charge of aggravated robbery.
To intervene in your life, to help you in your life, and to help you with a minimum sentence. And that's what I intend to do today.
Today, she was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Both.
Fifteen years. Oh, I can't even do 15 days. I'm not built for 15 hours. Don't even put me in jail or prison for 15 minutes. 15 years over some pennies.
The defense and prosecution pointing to the fact Carrington's testimony before the grand jury helped to re-indict the shooter, Kyle Phillips, after his...
Let me go back to this lineup. Which one is Kyle Phillips? Is it the one in the upper right-hand corner, or is it the one down there with the wife beater on? Let me look at this again. I told you! I think it's the one down there. Let me look at him again.
Look at you, Kyle.
Yep, he got that same, but if you look at his mouth, like this right there, look at his mouth right there. And then look at his mouth right here. That's him. That's him. It's him. It's, I told you who the ringleader is. Kyle. Kyle is the white version of Darnell. I'm trying to tell you. Kyle is the other version of Darnell. Every time you meet a Kyle, every time that I've personally met a Kyle, every time that I met a Kyle, he was up to no good. Whether he was in a frat, whether he was out here smoking crack, or trying to rap, whether he was in a frat, smoking crack, or trying to rap. Every time I see a Kyle, for whatever reason, and I don't know if it's just the Kyles that I know. But they always up to no good. Always up to no good. What are they being sentenced for? Killing somebody. Let me go ahead and rewind it. She snitched. She told. She said, I ain't trying to do the rest of my life for capital murder.
Prison. Both the defense and prosecution pointing to the fact Carrington's testimony before the grand jury helped to re-indict the shooter, Kyle Phillips, after his charges had been dismissed.
Quite frankly, without cooperation in this case,
Kyle almost got off. and his charges got dismissed. And then she snitched, and they said, let's bring Kyle back to the front of the congregation. Tell on him.
We have seven people known to be involved in the murder, the assassination of Jasmine.
But despite this, Williams' sister Hannah was not satisfied, saying justice was not served today or with Carrington's co-defendants, who have all been offered deals.
Justice really failed the judge, the prosecutor. I feel like he could have did more work, but he came in late. So there's a lot of stuff that wasn't said, a lot of stuff that was hidden, put under the rug, and yeah, it was failed.
The final co-defendant to be sentenced, Alyssa Weiss, also in court today. She previously accepted a plea agreement in which she'd plead guilty to a charge of robbery and be granted deferred adjudication rather than jail time. However, Judge Mesa rejected that deal. Because Judge Mesa rejected Weiss's plea deal for deferred adjudication, she'll have to be back in court again next week.
I don't even know what deferred adjudication is. What is deferred adjudication? Let me look this up. Because they tried to do it, they gave her a, she had a sweet lawyer. She had a bomb. She wasn't even going to do no time. Deferred adjudication. You'll be surprised at how I spelled this. Deferred adjudication. I spelled it DeferDaJucation. Hey, this is my C student. Because I know that Google going to work it out for me. ChatGPT and Google going to work it out for me. I spelled it deferred. I spelled it the exact way I just said it to you. Deferred, D-A-D-E-F-E. Deferred adjudication. And then it fixed it for me. It said deferred adjudication. Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know what that means. It said this law enables a lawyer to defer. Oh, when you start spelling something the way that you pronounce it. Fix it for me, Google. Fix it for me, Jesus. Deferred adjudication is they talking like they got run on sentences. Why don't you speak like you actually breaking the words up? Deferred adjudication. Then I would have tried a little bit differently. But I thought it was just one word, deferred adjudication. Skip it. Put it in the way that she said it. And then I put it in. So don't sit here and call me a C student just because I put it in the way that she said it. They said it enables a judge to defer entering a judgment that is delay the entry of a guilty verdict if the defendant pleads guilty or no contest in writing. So as long as the conditions are met. Okay, so she can basically go outside and defer it in order to make sure that she give her the adjudication. Am I right now? First of all, C student average is in the 70s, not the 60s. Get it together. So I'm going to put it in there the way that she said. Look at the way she said it. Hold on, listen.
Because Judge Mesa rejected Weiss's plea deal for deferred adjudication.
She didn't even say it right. She got it wrong, and then she played it off. And this is the reporter. Listen to what Leah Waldman said. She didn't say it right, so how do you expect for me to get it right? She said deferred adjudication.
Because Judge Mesa rejected Weiss's plea deal for deferred adjudication, she'll have...
So either the people spelled it wrong as far as that's showing her the teleprompter for her to read it, or she base-headed it too. So I'm the smart one because at least I knew that Google was going to fix it. Listen, A and B students work for C students. That's all I know. Protect your children. That's the whole point of this segment. Protect your children. We not going to do this today. Not your children. Protect your children and make sure that you set good examples. Otherwise, society is going to set the example for them, okay? All right.